Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow? No, 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 no. We're all singing, will it snow, will it snow, will it snow? And here with some answers, perhaps, is Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. I'm Keith Seinfeld. And Cliff, the drama is building.
There's a lot of weather to talk about, so let me get right into it. Today, a strong front is approaching the coast, and we're going to see rain developing during the afternoon. Some of it will be heavy, around 4 to 7 o'clock. Before the front hits, there'll be strong southeasterly flow around northwest Washington, Whitby Island, up to the San Juans. That area going to hit by 40 to 50 mile per hour gusts, I think.
That's big wind. And then this evening?
And then the front comes through. We'll have our rain at that point. As it passes by, much colder air is going to follow in its wake. And so we're going to see tomorrow a progressive cooling of the temperatures. But that's the least of our problems tomorrow. Behind the front, there is a large pressure gradient, change of pressure, north-south. And there'll be very, very strong winds along the coast and also in the Strait of Juan de Fuca. I think we're going to see a moderate version of what I call a strait surge, air pushing down the strait from the west. And I'm talking about winds of going to 40 to 50 miles per hour, maybe even a few higher gusts. And that current of strong winds will actually intersect Whitby Island and may affect Everett and Mukilteo. So people have to watch out for that one as well.
And for those of us who are not living right along the strait or in that Mukilteo area, are we going to feel some of that or something different?
It'll be breezy, but it won't be the really strong winds. There will be very strong winds along the coast as well. So, there'll be 40, 50 mile per hour gusts there also. Well, anyway, we'll have a convergence zone that's going to form tomorrow with this northwesterly flow, and that may produce some showers in Puget Sound. There will be some showers tomorrow after the front, and the convergence zone will be a focus of that. But that's sort of the warm-up for Sunday. What's going to happen? The temperatures are going to fall, and we're going to get cooler and cooler. The snow level is going to come down. And then a second trough is moving down out of the north. There's a big ridge in eastern Pacific. A trough in it is coming down and will reach us Sunday morning. Now, that's going to provide uplift. And I think, and the models seem to agree right now, that there's a good chance of some snow showers over the lowlands. Now, I can't give you the exact location of all of them. It's a little bit hit or miss. But there's a really excellent chance that many people will see at least some snow showers and maybe even as much as a half an inch or an inch, particularly if you get away from Puget Sound, get into the foothills.
And this is, you're saying, Sunday morning, so we're going to wake up to this on Sunday?
Well, I don't know if you'll wake up to it, but Sunday morning into Sunday, during the day that day, there'll be some snow showers. But it doesn't end there. As the trough moves south of us, it's going to draw even colder air through the Fraser River Valley. So Bellingham is going to get hit by their famous northeasterlies, in which winds gust, 20, 30, 40 miles per hour, and temperatures plummet. So that'll be going on as well, and that cold air is going to push down into the Puget Sound area. So it looks like we'll have colder than normal temperatures by far Monday morning. So, if you have anything that's sensitive to cold, plants or animals, I'd keep them in or protect them, because Monday morning and probably Tuesday morning is going to be pretty cool.
You said just a minute ago that it's pretty hard to say where the snow is going to end up falling in Puget Sound. And all week we've been hearing forecasts that have been saying, well, maybe there's going to be some snow this weekend. Why is it so hard to get snow right in this area?
Well, snow is a very hard forecast for many reasons. Among them is we have to get both temperature and precipitation right at the same time, which is not easy. To get snow, you have to get cold and wet at the same time. That's not easy to do around here because it's easy to get warm and wet off the ocean. And cold and dry, we can do pretty well when the flow goes offshore. But to get the cold air at low levels and then get the moisture aloft in just the right way to get snow here is not easy at all. Also, our computer models are not very good at it, and we don't have a lot of experience at doing this. So snow forecasting is extraordinarily difficult.
The great challenge for Northwest meteorologists. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can find this conversation and more about weather science at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.